Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I've been listening to loads of Tom Petty this summer, and it's kind of summer music, isn't it?
It is.
I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings, and I won't back down. Shall we have an email?
Yeah, go on.
It's from Sonia Fallows.
Oh, hi, Sonia.
Subject, Tressie Dolls.
Oh, what?
Love me neck.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's it? Yeah.
Now, how does Sonia speak?
I think Sonia speaks like that.
Hi, guys. Yeah. You mentioned Tressie Doll and the Hairy Barbie.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm. There was also a hair-growing doll called Sheena.
Sheena Easton?
I don't know. Oh. I had a neighbour called Sheena.
Did you?
Yeah, Sheena McTavish. Do you remember?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not joking. Sheena McTavish, if you're listening, I do get your messages on the social media and I haven't forgotten you. There was also a button that you twisted on her back.
Ooh.
To make it grow.
Ooh. It'd be a good money for that.
There's one on mine, love, I tell you.
Oh, David, no, stop it.
And then a button on her tummy that was pressed to make it shorter.
Ooh,
or vice versa. Yeah. Loving the show, by the way, and your choice of music. Why not make Cy and Dave dolls? Get them in the shop time for Christmas. That'd be great, wouldn't it, Kingy? You could have a button on the front that makes it grow. I'd love that. Can you imagine, though, if you had a doll, I could grow hair at the front now?
Oh, that'd be good, that, dude.
I've got more on my face than my head.
Yeah, actually, your beard is looking pretty magnificent.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to grow. I grew it this summer, and suited me in France.
Yeah, dude, it suits you here, dude. It suits you here. It's nice.
Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it, with the big walrus moustache. If it's not waxed, I end up eating my face. The other day, I had a croissant. The croissant was going down, and half my head went with it. Honestly, it was like an inside-out Yorkshire pudding. I thought, who's put a fair ball in my croissant? Dirty people.
Dirty. Wrong.
Right.
Dirty.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I am Iron Man!
Is he alive or is he dead? Does he have faults within his head?
It's poetry.
It is poetry. Ozzy Osbourne. God love
you. Yeah, but there's only Ozzy can carry it off.
I know, but actually, I mean, it's a pretty heavily political song, that, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's out there, dude.
Is it?
Oh, aye.
I am Iron Man. Oh, never mind. I'll look through. I've only just dawned on me about Whitesnake. Anyway, it's time for the Hairy Bikers' Sunday Roast Amnesty! Oh, do you have problems with your Sunday roast? Do you find that sometimes your chicken breast is like shoe leather? Do you find that your roast beef is just, well, not beefy? Do you find that your carrots, they're not orange? Well, we can help. We'll solve all your problems. I mean, a few personal ones would help. We'll spice things up a bit.
Oh, definitely.
Anyway, we've got a red message here from somebody called Ingrid Spurt.
That can't be right.
That's a strange name, Ingrid.
It is, Ingrid.
Anyway, hi, Si and Dave. I hope you can help. When I bought my house, I was delighted to find it had an arger in it.
Oh, God.
Why? I always wanted one and couldn't wait to use it.
Oh, dear.
Well, it took only about 3 or 4 goes cooking in it before I worked out it was utter shit.
I love Ingrid Spurt.
Now, please don't try and sue us, because I know people love them.
No,
we're only writing
do.
Out what's said.
Yeah,
that was
true.
8 years ago, and I only use it now to keep the plates warm. I use the microwave mostly off salads.
Oh, no.
If my hubby wants a pie, I make him take me to the pub or up the road. I suppose one day I better out to learn to use the thing. Any hints? Love the show, Ing.
Yeah.
Ingrid, I have to admit, right, whenever we've been somewhere and there's an arger, we kind of just use it to keep the plates warm, because people who have argers always have, like, a cooker on the side.
You do?
Now, I'm not knocking it, because people that have them say it's the heart of the house and all that.
Yes.
But I don't get them either. It's a lot of work. You know, hey, my argers, oil fired.
Yeah, well, you see, They even make mini augers so they fit into houses in London now.
Aye.
It's a fashion statement. It's like a piece of kitchen jewellery.
It is, but people do love them, don't they?
They do love them. Once they get their heads around how to use them, they do them. You know,
you could never use a wok on an auger, could you?
Well, not unless you have
four. This is where they're all there in Cotswolds. I use my wok on my auger quite satisfactorily.
Yes, yes, I do. Yes. And actually, I like it. It's yes. very good.
But I bet it's not as good as my large bore gas jet that will lift my carbon wok 3 inches off the work surface.
Yes.
No, I don't know really what to say. All I would say is keep the auger because it will put the value of your property up yeah. because somebody will come round and go, oh, look, it's got an auger. But anyway, I think we may have opened a can of worms here, Ingrid.
Yeah. Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Van Halen.
Yeah.
Get in, boys. Proper rocking it there, weren't they?
So, do you resent the Sammy Hagar years?
Ah, you would.
Yeah. Or can you see something in them? You see?
Well, I can see a bit in them, but then I could see more before.
Yeah, but you see, I must admit, a lot of the Sammy Hagar records, I really, really enjoy them.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. But this, you know, what we're talking about, like the chemistry of a band.
Yes,
it wasn't there with Sammy Hagar. I didn't think.
He had bad hair, didn't he?
It was curly.
Yeah, I know. It was just wrong, really.
Amazing musician, great lyricist-ish.
Well, he was. No, you can't beat Ozzy for lyrics, though, can
no,
you?
No, he's poetry, that dude.
He is. But country poet.
Right. I didn't even know it.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.
Cake! And this one's a cherry bomb of a cake.
Is it?
A Dundee cake. Do you know, if you're one of those people that like, but I'm like this, you see, I like Christmas cake.
Yeah, I do.
But I don't like all that marzipan on it nicely.
I don't.
We see like a Dundee cake, it's got kind of marmalade on the top and half almonds. Mm. And Dundee cake is rich, it's fabulous, it lasts forever. It's worth a bit of an investment on an afternoon to make a batch up.
And it's great with cheese.
Oh, kefili.
No, you can be kind of rough, you know.
Oh! Lancashire's good with it too.
Is it? Oh, yes, it is.
But the recipe for our hairy cake, and this one really is quite special, is on the Planet Rock website. And it's great. Have you been watching Bake Off?
No.
Oh, you can't pretend, can you?
Wait, no, I can't. Wait, did you? You know, you caught us unaware, didn't you?
No.
I was reading halfway through the email.
It's funny. I did that show, not recently, but you know the extra slice?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody brings cake in. I've never eaten so much cake in my life.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? You know.
Yeah. We started shouting cake. On the last job we were on, we had this runner, and he was inclined to eat a lot of cake.
He was inclined to eat a lot of anything, to be fair.
I know, but it was really funny, because we tried to kind of explain to him that maybe his cake consumption was leading to an early death.
Yeah.
So every time he went near a cake, we just went, cake!
He's a lovely lad.
But we said it behind Mary Berry the other day. She nearly had a coronary.
Cake!
Yes.
Oh, we'll get rid of our wrinkles.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Elephants. Well, that's for the subject of the email. Dear Dave and Si, this morning I'm taking my lovely wife Mandy to Whipsnade Zoo to feed the elephants.
I thought it said to feed to the elephants.
It's a bit bad, that, isn't it? You know? What do you do? Hey, anyway, I don't know what they eat. Is it buns?
Well, Mandy's buns.
Well, yeah, probably, if given half a chance with them trunks. Anyway, I thought you'd know, as you are widely travelled and have probably met some elephants in your time, any clues? Is it bananas or curry? Curried bananas in a bun, even. Well, or peanuts. They like peanuts.
No, the elephants like bananas.
They do.
They do. If you want to seduce an elephant, bananas. If you go to a Hindu temple that's got a pet elephant there, they will sell you a stick of bananas outside, and the elephants are looking with a beady eye at your nanas. If you've got your nanas in your pocket, the elephant will go in your pocket and get your bananas.
Yeah. Which can give you hours of endless fun.
Aye, just like a Geordie after your wallet.
That's true. Anyway, oh, hey, you know why they're going, though, to Whipsnade Zoo, don't you? It's their 10th anniversary.
Well, go on, finish the email.
Oh, really love your show and the music choices. Say a big hello to Mandy.
Hello, Mandy!
It's our 10th wedding anniversary last week. Oh, well done. Oh, and also to my band, The Deck Chairs. So say hello to The Deck Chairs, Dave.
Hello, The Deck Chairs.
We played Rebellion Punk Festival in Blackpool last week, and we had a blast.
The Deck Chairs, what a rubbish name for a band.
The deck chairs.
Oh, hi.
I mean, you could have called them, like, slippery nipple or something.
No, I'm not. Or the ottomans.
The comfy duvet.
Oh, yes.
Right. Cheers and thanks for making me smile on a Sunday morning, especially with the David Coverdale jokes. Yes. Now there's a man with a big trunk.
There is, isn't there?
Yes.
Yes, he has.
Nelly the elephant had a trunk and he said goodbye to the circus. Off he went with a trumpety trump. White snake.
Yes. The only man that can write a song by looking down in the bath.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.